Dakota, 9 to state here, 3 on the medal, but you guys placed 8th as a team. Good season here, but, you know, kind of reflect back here on your team here throughout this state tournament.
You know, we had a rough first round. It's one of those things where losing that first match round is tough, but you got to battle through and fight your way through the backside. I'm proud of the guys that picked up some wins. They contributed to team score, and then you got JP that battled all day. He was pretty exhausted at the end of the day, but he got done what he needed to get done. And Kale, he ended his senior season not where he wanted to be, but he wrestled tough, wrestled well, and it's one of those things that's promising you to see. So.
It is, you know, mentioned and highlighted by Colin McDaniel, what a championship match he had. He had the aggression right off the bat, and I think that's what won him the match.
No, it's one of those things, the game plan going in that we were talking about is we needed to get the first takedown. That way we didn't have to try to play catch-up. It's one of those things, you get the first takedown, it's your match, it's in your hands, you push the... You know, you push the tempo, all that stuff. You set all that stuff in motion. So getting that first takedown is really, really big. And he managed to get that first takedown and go from there.
Yeah, you mentioned fourth place Kale Wheeler. Phenomenal run there. 40 wins this year is pretty remarkable. And he was so close there with the rematch with the Miller kid from Concordia. And then JP, you know, probably the biggest surprise, one of the biggest surprises of the tournament maybe, not knowing, and he gets in there on the word stand at 6th.
Yeah, no, he wrestled really, really tough. It's one of those things where, you know, you're the rabbit and not the dog you're the dog and not the rabbit in that case. So one of those things where everybody might be overlooking you, so go get what you can get. And he had a couple come-behind wins but he wrestled well, got done what he needed to get done, and I'm really proud of him.
And he had a couple of match away there with Zach at 145. That was heartbreaking just because he was a senior and worked so hard to get to that point. But that was just a tough weight class. Those two thought maybe in the semis, but they are vying for a position there. And what a run Zach had.
Yeah, no, he wrestled tough. It's one of those things where he bumped into a defending state champ on the backside that got upset in the quarters just like we did. We just so happened to cross bracket to the same side. And it's one of those things where you're going to have to wrestle at the top of your game. He did what he needed to do. We just ended up getting caught and put to our back. Leedy's a tough kid. He's one of those kids that he's not a returning state champion for nothing. But I feel like we probably could have hung in there a little bit more than what we did. But he gave it his all, and he left everything out there, and that's all we can ask for.
He had another one that's really peaked at the right time, Houston Frank there, 152 pounds. He was one match away, and just a gutsy performance for him this weekend.
Yeah, no, Houston wrestled really tough. He's one of those kids that was unseated at regionals. He managed to make the regional finals and carried it over into this week, and he made it to that blood round and ended up losing. But for a sophomore at 152 pounds, that's something to be proud of, and it's given us a good foot up to be able to get started for next year. So,
you also got some big wins there from your 6 and 13 pounder there, Wynn Ricker there, and also Evan Fry there, their first state tournament experience. And they had some good matches there as well. And, you know, Brady Welker was so close, kind of controversial there at the end, could have had a first-round win. And, you know, Lance Miller, just he got the state here, just had a tough go of it. But, you know, they wrestled pretty hard for you.
They did. I think we peaked at the right time. And we caught some bad draws. We ended up losing some matches that we probably shouldn't have. But that's the nature of the beast. This is a tough tournament, and so you got to come in prepared and be ready to raise your game a little bit and meet them. And now that we got a good core group of guys that have been here for the first time, look for a promising lead into next year. So,
well, you guys have been down in the rankings all year, in and out, number 10 quite a bit. You finished 8th as a team, and I think that says a lot for your team to accomplish that. And it was a great season for you guys. You guys were in a lot of great tournaments, high placings as teams, won a few, and won league again. That says a lot about your team's character.
Yeah, no, the great group of resilient guys. Some of them took some lumps, and they showed up to practice every day. They worked hard, and that's all I can ask for. You know, a good core group of guys that aren't going to give up, they're going to work their tails off, and give themselves an opportunity at the end of the season.